Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
One, two, three, ho! Raise up, get yourself together. Grab that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that zone. Drive that funky soul. They're doing it by the beat. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. Let your body pop. And let your feeling flow. Raise up, get yourself together. And drive that funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, that funky soul. When I say pineapple collar, and drive your funky soul. When I say Gemini, and drive that funky soul. When I say Capricorn, and drive your funky soul. When I say Scorpio, Virgo, and drive your funky soul. If I say Cancer, can you drive that funky soul? Breathe up, get yourself together. Get on up, step together, damn that funky soul. Leo, get yourself together, and damn don't funky soul. Aquarius, get yourself together, and damn that funky soul. Get yourself together, and damn that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together, and damn that funky soul. Fred, get yourself together, and damn that funky soul. Funk is so.
why we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm looking forward to sharing a little bit more with everybody about Upscale Magazine, the incredible, wonderful, legendary magazine that's still on the newsstands all over the country, and to talk of this wonderful opportunity to be partnered at Hair Radio and to create, to be of such historical importance, to create a 24/7 corporate radio station for this incredibly important publication that means so much to people of color and has been a staple in black homes for well over 30 years. I want folks to know that they need to take a moment to sign up for a subscription. It's very, very, very reasonable to go to upscalemagazine.com, sign up for a subscription. We will be sharing how you can listen to the incredible content that we are customizing for this wonderful, wonderful outfit. And there's so much more to come about it that we're real happy at Hair Radio to be powering this wonderful station. Along the line, I also wanted to take a moment just to, again, thank our incredible fans. Thank the folks who tune in and listen to all that Hair Radio is offering. From to be running 3 networks at this point, we've got a lot of work to do, and so much more to come. So I just want to say thank you. I'm Kerry Hines, and stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines. Now with me, I have a very, very special guest. We're talking about industry superstar and legend, an absolute legend in the hair and beauty industry, the one and only Mr. Bernard Bronner. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's your first time joining us.
And it's such a pleasure to join you.
Thank you. So now hold it. Let's jump on in. And I have to tell everybody, you guys are hearing some of the wonderful background sounds here in New York City because we are actually out and about. Just had a wonderful opportunity to sit in one of our favorite new places here in Manhattan. So, Bernard, though, I want to talk about Bronner Brothers. Let's just kind of bring everybody up to speed. Now, you guys, of course, we're looking ahead to what's next for Bronner Brothers. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. This is year 75 for us, and we do several things as a company. The number one is we make products. We make the BB family of products, which is Tropical Roots, African Royale, and just BB products. Then we do the world's largest multicultural hair show every 6 months. And I also, on the side, do Upscale Magazine, which is one of the few magazines. It's only Upscale and Essence now that are on nationwide newsstands. So Upscale is 31 years old now, and due to COVID, we had to postponing of issues, but we are now back on the newsstands all over the country, and we look for a great year for 2022.
Wonderful. Now, talking about the amazing Upscale Magazine, as you just so clearly pointed out, What's one of the biggest things that you want the message to be about upscale and reaching out to the community?
Well, I'm second generation Bronner Brothers, and the first generation, my daddy always felt like, he always used to say that a community is no better than the people in it. So he did all kinds of things to help develop the people in the community. And as a second generation leader, I've taken that even further, and I love helping the community. One of my pet things is creating jobs. I've always felt like that is the worst thing can happen, a person lose their job. I've always said that once you lose your job, you next will lose your house. Then they'll come take the car. Then the family will leave you, the kids will leave you, and if you can't even afford to feed the dog walks away. So
wow.
you don't wanna have to be in a situation where you have no financial income coming in. So I have always loved providing jobs and helping people become entrepreneurs and finding that they can just, I mean, it's just a joy in helping people. So that's one of the missions that I have now is, like I say, I want to be known as the person who understands what our community needs and gives it to them. And like I say, my number one thing is providing jobs.
Wow. That means so much right now. I mean, you know, we're coming out of this period, let me just put it that way. We're forging ahead with amazing new opportunities. I see so much on the horizon for Bronner Brothers, for Bernard Bronner, and all that you're doing. And I'm just very excited. And I'm going to announce this. I'm going to just go ahead and put this out. We are launching Upscale Magazine Radio. And you heard it right here, folks. What can you tell us, Bernard? What do you think this is going to be about?
I think it's wonderful. So we're going to be working together and launching for 2022 Upscale Radio. And it will have a lot of hair radio interviews and a lot of hair radio, hair celebrities.
Exactly.
And it's going to be just awesome for 2022.
Awesome. Can't be any better than that. Now, I just want to say this, Bernard, and I appreciate you taking time. We never have a whole bunch of his time because you're a very, very busy man, and I so appreciate this in-person meeting, which we do so rarely here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But what can you leave us with today? What words, like you inspired me as you know, I said this off air, I've said it on air. Bronner Brothers certainly has led the way. None of us really would be here. You know, you guys are a big part of the whole entire black hair industry. But what kind of advice or inspirational words you can leave us with today on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, the biggest thing is, we have all survived 2020, which means we are now tough and we can survive any and everything. So now that we've got all of the experience and have lived through a pandemic, we're tough. And I know Bronner Brothers and Bernard Bronner, we are going to show out for 2022 because we ready now.
All right.
Yes.
On that note, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to all that you guys are going to be bringing to the table, as always. The one and only Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers. Who in the world doesn't know Bronner Brothers? Thanks so much, Bernard, for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race, was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower. And she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically,
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin, it takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation, it has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp. And very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and moreover manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
How are
Hello
you?
Hello and good morning. I'm groovy. I tell you, you make me learn how to count higher. 700? Wow.
700 show today. Yes, indeed. It is such a great, great thing. And I have to always clarify this, Mary Johnson, because what folks think when I say we've done 700 episodes, well, they may think that's remarkable, but when I say I've done, you know, I've been doing this for over 25 years, then they say, oh, well, 700 is not so great. Well, let me be clear. The Hair Radio Show in different variations has been around for 27 years exactly. But the Hair Radio Morning Show is just in recent years. We've clocked 700 episodes of the three-hour live show. So that is incredible. Incredible. And
yes.
So, yes, and in the last year alone, I've done about 150 episodes. That's
wow.
At least. So my first year I did over 200. So we came to this in about 2015. So let me just explain, because it gets, you know, and I think, Mary, you have asked
it's
me
this complicated,
question
so really
complicated.
700 is an understatement, extreme
is.
Understatement.
This is
oh,
true.
Oh, my.
Well, I look back to 1995 when the Hair Radio Show started, and I'm careful to say that it was the Hair Radio Show. So that's what it was. We were on different, we started out in Newark, New Jersey on a local AM station there. And then I took it to an FM station in New York, the same show. And then, and I said, well, why stop there? I went down, started a station in Philadelphia, you know, on a broadcasting it on a station in Philly. And then as well down in Atlanta. And so, and I loved it because folks would listen to the same show, but on different days. And it was only 30 minutes. That's all we did. It was new. And we, you know, I said, wow, that's how we got started. So that was my first real bite of syndicating. Syndication just means that you produce a show and you put it on in different markets. And it's the same episode that's playing. So it also told me and taught me at that time that the radio show that we were doing had broad appeal, meaning that it was not just for listeners in New York or listeners in New Jersey, which is where I was based. And so from time to time, I'll come across folks now. They know that I'm based in Brooklyn, New York. My original home is Philly, got to shout them out. But they know that I'm based in New York, and they will say, are folks listening, you know, outside of New York? Or I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
It is fascinating.
You got to be kidding me, folks.
You were
right,
syndicated
Mary?
Before it was a thing, at least for, you know, ordinary people to understand.
It was not even a thing for them at all. There was nobody syndicating on a smaller scale or, on a micro scale. Nobody was really doing that. And so I was way ahead of my time. So I did that. My sister, she would listen down in Philadelphia. It was the first time that she had heard one of my radio shows. So that was real big for me. Even though I started out on the West Coast, it was really great. She would listen in Philadelphia on Saturdays. I always remember in Philly, we were on a Saturday morning. And she's like, I'm not going to tell you, because she had never heard me really talk on my, you know, I guess on my radio voice, if you will.
So she was quite surprised. So I'm not going to repeat the comment she made. I want to say half of our listeners.
Well, I have a silk story related to that. When I used to go to Western Michigan University, there was a girl that I held in high esteem, an upperclassman. And she would, you know, talk to us like we're talking now, just, you know, like anybody else. But when she would answer the phone, she would say, "Hello, this is Amelia James." And it was the cutest thing ever. And anyway, so, but you to me sound the same and as equally exciting and enthusiastic in person as you do on the radio.
Thank you, Mary. You are so kind, I tell you. And that's how we started with the whole idea of syndication at that time. So that was, you know, a long time ago, back in the 90s. And then in recent times, in recent days here, but just to be clear, that was the Hair Radio Show. It's a 30-minute show airing largely at night. I think we were on at 7 and 10 at night and strange stuff like that. And then, I think in Atlanta, Philly, we were on Saturday morning. And Atlanta, I think we were on in the evening. So it was just strange. We're all over the time zone thing. Time, you know, different times.
Hit all the time zones. That's good.
All the time zones. Pretty much. Now, that time, we were on those local stations. This was pre-internet. It really was. This was pre-chat time. It really was on the internet. I think you might have been starting with the little chat rooms type stuff, maybe.
Mm-hmm,
but we were nowhere near, you know, internet like it is today that we know. And so from there, I went on to, from syndicating it to the different markets, that's when I just took a little break from broadcasting on a regular basis. And then we came along to a 24-hour internet, the internet, and we just did our first show, our first network, really, back in the early 2000s, and ran with that then, took a little break, came back again, and in 2015 is when we rebranded the show, not just the Hair Radio Show anymore. It became the Hair Radio Morning Show.
And that's where I connected with you.
Certainly did. Yep. Yes. That's right. You actually, Mary, and then we're going to tell that story. That's exactly correct. You know, Mary, you were kind enough, and Mary may not remember this, but I do. Mary was kind enough to interview me on her Hair Head Heart platform, and I just loved it so much. It was just a great connection. I've always loved Mary's voice from the first time I heard her voice. I always loved Mary's voice, and Mary was always supportive to us. And so I'm just returning the favor. So great stuff. And yeah, really good stuff.
We keep growing and together.
That's what it's all about, Mary. It's about, the radio community. It's about the hair community. We cross a lot of similar lines, and that is a great thing.
I know I've said this before, but you are the Kevin Bacon of radio, I tell you.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it is kind of true that, I do know a lot of
folks. You know everybody.
Yes, it's been very a good thing. And I'll tell you why, folks, because I've never shared this, but let me just go ahead and put it on out there. I think one of the reasons is because of my background. And, I came from the world of flying around and working at the airlines on the ground, moving luggage, flying on the airplane as a flight attendant, working at the checkout counter, supervising at the airport. I've done so much. So that was my first foray into meeting celebrities. And so I would meet a ton of celebrities, and I would always ask them, "Hey, you want to be on my show?" And I did it with Kanye West. He was one of the biggest stars that I literally asked. I did him a favor by letting his publicist and the fellow he was traveling with at that time fly up in the front of the airplane. And so, and this was when he was just, he was just kind of getting off the ground. He was pretty well known. He was going down to Florida. And so the airline that I worked for at that time had flights from New York's LaGuardia Airport down to Fort Lauderdale. And that's what he was traveling in. So since I was in charge at the time at that, you know, at that station or what have you, his folks asked if they could ride with him, and I did. He agreed to being on my show. This is a true story, everybody. So, yeah, he agreed to being on the show at that time. But, of course, that didn't materialize. I wished it had. This was before he got, you know, entangled, if you will, with the Kardashians and all of that. But he was really, to me, this is my eyeballs. I talked and chatted with him a little bit. He was very quiet on his laptop, seated in our little area before getting on in the gate area before boarding the aircraft. He was really nice. I enjoyed talking to him. I really did. So that was me. And that really wasn't my first celebrity type encounter. He just happened to be one of the larger, you know, well-known, better-known celebrities. But my first type of, you know, I realized that there was something with it because I was at the airlines and I kept meeting them. And I would ask them if they could be on the show. And that's how we got to be great friends. And from there, others were in entertainment. So I had a lot of friends, you know, in entertainment.
Yeah, people don't realize that, you know, there are some common routes that, you know, celebrities take, or not just even celebrities. People, you know, go back and forth. You may have an office in one city and a shoot or whatever in another city. So you're taking the same flights. You get really familiar with the people who are, you know, there to help you every day. So
exactly. Just
where
you buy your coffee.
Connect spot.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. I remember this one story where there was a lady, and I don't know if you guys remember her, but there used to be a TV show, and I'm here in New York. So there was a TV show probably in, like, the latter part of the 90s. That was called, this was when it was really unusual, Ambush Makeover was the TV show, and you guys can Google it. They would jump, it was about five individuals, you know, different, you know, male and female, and there was one black woman who was a little, you know, heavier, if you will, and she, all five of them or whatever, would jump out the van, literally on the street, in New York City or wherever, and surprise the person and take them into the van for a makeover. Nowadays, you can't really do that.
Well, you know, a lot
then,
of them,
you know.
Yeah, they were probably
that,
real,
then.
But a lot of those things are contrived. It just hurt my heart to
oh,
know
no,
that.
Of course.
What is that taxi show where you
the,
they
yes,
ask you
yes.
these?
Yes,
contrived. It's not even a real taxi.
Right.
But I love true. The concept.
Yeah, that was cash cab. I used to love that. But tell you, Mary, I'll tell you what happened. The lady. She was the only African-American on the show. And they would all dash out the van, go run up on the person, bring them into the van, make them over for the hour, half hour, whatever the show was. And they would show back, you know, come back at the end and show you the results. That show could probably today, I used to watch it every day right here in New York, New Jersey area. And one day I'm working at the airport, standing there at the end of the corridor, and here comes the lady walking down the thing. I would spot that hair, you know, that she had anywhere. And I stopped her, and I'm dressed in my suit, you know, from working and representing the airline. And so I'm like, hi, I'm in the hair business too. I love your show. I love you. Blah 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 blah. Because I really am like a huge fan of the show called Ambush Makeover. You guys should Google it if you get a chance. Please Google it. It's Ambush Makeover TV show, and you'll see who I'm talking about. And so. She stop, we chat, we exchange numbers. She could see I'm not some, you know, crazed person. I'm wearing a uniform. It's actually more so a suit, but it is a uniform suit, and it had my ID and all that, so she could see. But we exchanged numbers and information, and I was doing an event for the airport workers called Beauty Day at LaGuardia. See, I go back way back in this industry. And it was for the airline people to come over and get makeovers. So that's what I did at LaGuardia Airport. And so she came to Beauty Day, and with some other folks, we had a whole bunch of folks who came out in addition to the airline personnel, and she came back to my house. We sat down, we chatted. She's just a very sweet lady. She ended up at Fox last, I heard, Fox TV. But really great, great memory and great stories. And I, you know, just to go back to the celebrity angle, you know, and from there, I kept on going and staying in touch with all these folks in entertainment. My past.
Now, I have a question. Were you already doing the hair radio show at that point then?
Yes. Well, yes, I was, because I had started the hair radio show in 1995. And then I met, like in her case, in the early 2000s when I had the 24-hour network, the first time I had a 24-hour network. And so I'd been doing events. I would go out and do the hair events, live events. And so I did Full Exposure. I did the one for the Beauty Days, like I said, at LaGuardia. And they would come out. And Farouk Hair Company, the cheap people, the ones that make the red cans everywhere, it just reminds me, because I just interviewed them not all that long ago at the International Beauty Show in New York and spoke with the president of Chi Hair Products. And I've been to their offices in Houston as well. They flew me out there for that. But it just reminds me, it really does. They sponsored my Beauty Day event. They sponsored. I think it was a model search. That's what the chief people sponsored for me way back when. And so I've just always been very lucky to, you know, so yes, the hair radio show had been in existence. Ever since 95, I've always done it in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It's never gone for good. And even when we
I think it's more than luck. I think there is some divination happening here because of the opportunity. You recognizing the opportunity, people being agreeable and, you know, pursuing, you know, whatever you want to pursue. We just ride the wave with Gary. And that, I think, takes some divination. So good for walking it out.
It has. And I'll tell you, I figured out early on that there was something with it I never will forget. I had interviewed Ray Goodman and Brown. This is when we were at a little station, the station in Newark, New Jersey, WNJR. And I remember Ray Goodman and Brown. I think one of the gentlemen had just passed, but we had one of the other backup singers from Luther Vandross, Kevin Owens, who came to the station as well. And I remember this because they were great. They were so lively on my show, you know, on my at the station, and so wonderful and in great voice. And I remember shortly after that, they launched their own radio show on some other network or station or whatever it was. And I just said, wow, I had no idea that I would influence, like, celebrities at the time. They think they're out there. If you guys don't know who I'm talking about, Ray Goodman and Brown, classic folks, amazing artists and great voice from times, you know, gone by. So, yeah, that's how, and it kept growing from there. So you talk about the Kevin Bacon of radio. I've been called the Oprah Winfrey, so I guess I can be the Kevin Bacon, too. I really have.
A good company, either one.
Yes. Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I've been able to connect with a lot of individuals, but I think it's because of my writing and doing biographies or bios and being able to take pictures and, you know, I just check a lot of boxes. you know, and honing my skills and being given talent and just trying to help others who are entrepreneurs.
Well, you forgot one. You forgot
really?
One.
Really?
Yes. Yes. The shows, you do a lot of shows. I'm going to say Atlantic City is one.
Oh, my Hair Nation Expo, yes.
Hair Nation, yes.
Yes, Mary is talking about my live big events, and I appreciate that, Mary. I got to send you a bigger check, Mary. You're doing a great job. Well, let me tell you, yes, Hair Nation Expo, because folks know about my radio shows. They know that I'm on several different, I'm on the Hair Radio Morning Show live 6 to 9 Eastern Time on Blog Talk, and then that's over now carried on two other 24-hour networks, one being hairradio.com, HAIradio.com, and then the other, of course, being Upscale Radio Network, and we'll talk about that. So I'm thrilled about that. But Mary, folks may not know this, so thank you for mentioning that, but I also, as I was saying, mentioning on the smaller satellite type things and little meetups and things like that we've done, like Beauty Day, I've also launched a real big event, and I'm looking at the signage right now in my production office here for Hair Nation Expo. I remember, starting out on a smaller scale in 2017 out in Queens, New York. And so that's how I got started at the Black Spectrum Theater. And they had a theater and seats, and we had vendors and all this. It was really nice. And that was a great way to start. It rained. But then it rained every time I tried to do this event. And that was a great beginning. And then in 2019, we took it to Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the Showboat mm-hmm. Hotel, which was the first mm-hmm. time anyone has ever done a hair and beauty show on the boardwalk in the history of Atlantic City, New Jersey. So, and not just the, yeah, that was the first hair and beauty show, period. And then I come along with a three-day Afrocentric hair event, which in the Northeast had not ever been done. It was a three-day Afro-focused event, which was really amazing. And so I was so proud of that, and we've been able to do that a few times down there in Atlantic City. And so that was so exciting. And I have to always thank and shout out to the forerunners for this. We're talking about the people at the amazing Brana Brothers family of events. You guys know Brana Brothers, which happens down. Well, they have different places and all of that. My best advice is to go to BronaBros.com. That's www.BronnerBros.com. You can go there and see their entire schedule. Those were the folks who have inspired me. It's not been a secret. Who've created the track, you know, for me to follow. For my events, and I've been able to do that and work with one of the most eclectic of the Bronner brothers, Bernard Bronner, and I'm shouting out Bernard, who's a great friend for me and mentor as well, and colleague and industry colleague and all those things. He also checks a lot of boxes. So real good friend. So real nice stuff we've been able to do. And I'm just pleased. So, yes, my live big events, you guys, I'm just thrilled. And we're going to, if you want more information on Hair Nation Expo, of course, my website is HAIradio.com. It's pronounced Hair Radio with just one R in the middle. So you can go there and find out all you ever wanted to know. Is that not something, Mary?
Yes.
Now,
you are on fire.
Well, Mary, if I am, it's because of folks like yourself propped us up and supported us. And so that's why I want to turn to you for a moment. I want you, because again, it goes back to our first connection and Hairhead Heart. I've always loved the name. and couldn't figure out which order it was.
It's
Mary,
from the top
down, the hair, then the head,
and then the heart, top down.
Yes. Well, I want you to tell our fans all about Hair, Head, Heart, and then we'll get back to some amazing memories on this celebratory day at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you for following my journey. Hair, Head, Heart is a combination of things. Like you said, I check a lot of boxes. And
yes.
So the transition this year really has been from all of my time and, you know, things I was doing in Minneapolis, where we first met, to my transition to Michigan and Southwest Michigan. Yeah.
Wow.
And so one of the things is I'm starting a just public access thing. I don't want to take 35 years to get established here, just two. And so
one
of the things I'm doing is starting a show here called Level Up. And through our public.
I love that name, Level Up.
Yes, because these are people who are engaging, maybe have overcome some unusual things. But anyway, they are doing things. They aren't talking about doing things. They are doing things to help the community. And so, it could be any age, any community, and, you know, businesses, individuals, whatever. And giving people, I hope, inspiration to also get past themselves and level up.
That is amazing. First of all, I love the name. I absolutely love it. And I just want to say, please add with Mary Reed Johnson to the end of that. Because you have many fans. Yes. You have so many fans.
And it's kind of interesting. I just do it because.
Why?
You know, because I can, because I have the opportunity. So.
Yes.
It's a pleasure for me.
Well, what I love is that you are really highlighting folks who might not otherwise get that kind of a platform or have that kind of recognition, and you're pushing them along on their journey. And so I love that. Yeah, and good stuff. Now, I've got to say, Mary Reed Johnson, you've been doing some incredible work over the years, and I am so proud to feature your work, like I would say, all together in one place. For the listeners of all of our platforms at Hair Radio and all of that, I'm just so excited that we're going to run and continue to run a lot of your work with us. And that's because folks like to hear your voice. There's something that is comforting. I call it just like a warm blanket, you know, eating a pot pie, watching your favorite TV show. That is Mary Reed Johnson. And you've got the right name with Hair, Head, Heart, you know, so that it really describes you, Mary. So good thing.
Well, thank you.
It's all true. Now, I have to tell you, and it just reminds me of where we are today. Again, if you guys are just joining us, we've been chatting up a storm. I've got the incredible Mary Reed Johnson, of course, helping us to celebrate our 700th live broadcast. 700. That means, Mary, we have talked with over 2,000 guests on this very show just in recent years. Again, not my entire career. Sure. Well, let's break it on
down.
This
is just the morning show.
Just
this
the morning
is only the
edition.
Morning show. Great.
Only since 2015, since Monday, January 5th of 2015 is when we launched the 3-hour, 6 to 9 a.m. show. That's been it. And we've done 700 broadcasts of that today. And what a great honor. So I'll tell you, when you do the math, if you really break it down, and to be quite frank, we probably have it well exceeded 2,000 guests, because what it is, if we're on for 3 hours a day, 3 hours times 700 episodes,
3 hours times 700. Let's stretch my math mind. Okay, that's a lot.
That's over 2,100 hours.
Yes.
Now, I can safely say each broadcast, which is 3 hours long from 6 to 9, you guys know this, Eastern 5 to 8 Central, each show, I've interviewed at least 3 people. We're on from 6 to 9 every day. And so you guys out there, all of you fans of our broadcast, you know we sometimes interview 3, sometimes we interview 10, sometimes we, you know, so each show we have interviewed at least 3. So that's why I say, well, we're over 2,000. But the real truth of the matter is, Mary, that that number could be closer to 5,000 guests right here on the show.
Wow.
So
that
is
commitment.
That is, and that, people always say that, well, you're so committed. Yes, I am, because I love what I'm doing. So I don't really take it to heart so much in terms of being like I'm overworked or overtired or exaggerated.
Well, may I give the adage? You know,
yes.
I'm good with adages. They say if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life.
Wow. Well, I have to say that's true. I never feel like I have, that I'm getting up and going to work. It is a pleasure. My day starts at 4, technically, but it really starts before that because I usually am up well before my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I start preparation for the 3-hour live show, make sure that our 24-hour networks are all scheduled with the appropriate content. Do any voiceovers that I need to record fresh of the day, research weather and news events, and continue with my calendar updates and conference calls that happen after the broadcast, which wraps at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Then my customer service lines open up on our toll-free number. And so it's just an incredible thing that happens every day, and I'm just honored to have it and be able to be so creative. And then on other days, folks ask me to do photo shoots. I've been asked to host an event or two for others who have their hair events or do live events and entertainment. They've asked me to host an upcoming event as well. So this is what happens. And you talk about entertainment and stuff. So, you know, like I said, they will ask me to host their event. I go there and I'm able to do interviews with those artists. And it just keeps, you know, beginning, and it just keeps on rolling on down from there. So I'm just so excited to just be doing what I'm doing and, you know, doing it as well as I can do it and have the kind of effect on others that can inspire them. I'm hoping, you know, if my story can inspire, you know, one person or two, I'm thrilled. But to be able to reach, you know, literally millions of people all over the world, literally, we reach that amount of folks, and the folks who actually listen are in the thousands who have been following me for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Yes.
I know it's
repetitious,
incredible? But really, wow.
No, I appreciate it, Mary. You know, so whether they're, you know, discovering my Carapi hair products or my books, you know, folks know I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, or my mentoring sessions that I do offline or online, if you will.
And photography.
Photography. I love being able to take pictures. Folks always, they're always surprised that I actually do that too. But yes, I do. And you can see a lot of my photos, even if you go to my Facebook page, they have a photo section, and you can look up my work right there. It's all under my name, Carrie Hines, on Facebook. And I'll try to add some more things on my photography at my HAIRadio.com website. The only reason I don't really have it focused on my 24-hour website, 24-hour website, on my HAIRadio.com, because there I try to focus on our broadcasting network.
Sure.
So
sure.
That's, yeah, I try not to put the picture so much there, but they are on my social media. I'm so excited, you know, and people seem to really like my photography. And it brings me great joy to do it. I really do. So I'm always happy. And so I have to go to quite often my own events, and I'm walking around with the camera at my own events. Yeah, that happens. And so,
you know, Carrie.
Yeah.
Will there be a dramatic shift or difference with the Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale?
Well, Upscale, and I'm so excited. That's a very good question. And for you folks who are just kind of tuning in and probably have no idea what Mary and I are talking about right now, let me just bring you up to speed here. You're listening to our very special 700th episode of this very broadcast. So I'm super, super excited today to kind of welcome you guys as part of the celebration. And to answer your question, Mary, a big shift in terms of the Hair Radio Show and all of that with Upscale. No, I'm just grateful that you can catch this broadcast, not just on Blog Talk, or you can Google it. Folks, you know, a lot of folks do that, I'm told, which you just go to google.com as you normally would, and you can literally type in five words. You type in the five words, and all of my episodes pop up. So you can go to Google and type the Hair Radio Morning Show. So those five words and all of the individual episodes, each three-hour episode will be listed numerically there. So that's a great way that you can always find us, or you can simply go to hairadio.com. And of course, we'll air it there, which plays a couple times there. And then on Upscale Radio Network, as well, we'll be playing the same show, the three-hour show, each day across those different platforms. So it's airing literally on three different platforms. And then we have other partners out there. Mary, I don't talk about all those other partners, but there are tons of other partners who carry our show. We have folks in Europe who carry our show. We have folks all over the world who tune in and listen to our broadcast. But then we have other networks who play our, you know, it's streamed over to different folks, and we're out there. We're so far out there, it's crazy. I just literally Googled the Hair Radio blog, my blog. Now, a blog is something that, you know, if you get, you know, a few thousand people to know your blog is there, you know, and especially in the old days, and blogging has taken on a whole thing. Well, we were out there way before that, of course. But I've gotten well over 50,000 page views to my blog, and I hadn't put a post in there in like 3 or 4 years. We just have so much material that's out there. If you can Google us and dice it up in different ways. You can Google Carrie Hines. You can Google the Hair Radio Show. You can Google my books. You can Google my products. You can Google. You know, we're just across the internet. We are ensconced. You know, on the internet, really ubiquitous. So I'm quite pleased at what we've been able to accomplish. And that's because
maybe
of you guys.
Then instead of the 7 degrees, maybe you're more like 3.
We're down to 3. Yeah.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, we really are. I didn't set out to do it like that, but being able to start this pre-internet. And then when the internet came, it just kind of thrust us forward. And we are tailor-made for a digital platform. So we are tailor-made for a lot of companies out there. My big thing is the advertisers. Folks don't understand how just advertising a little bit with a small little mom-pa type business, a small, just getting off the ground digital brand on the internet makes a difference in your community. It makes a difference. Support Black radio, support women and minorities doing things out there in radio. Be a positive force for change. And, Mary, that's why I had to add the moniker community. So we started, Hair and Beauty, but, you know, we're now hair, beauty, and community. And I'm proud of that.
Excellent.
Is that not something? Yeah.
That is good. So this, like, and it is kind of a push to engage in media for, you know, the community. One TV, I don't know if it's a channel exactly, but it's called Revolt, and it's about blacks and media and this type of thing.
Yeah,
but
I think
it's like
them.
it's so much more. It can't, you know, the name is kind of not reflective. It's not really that positive. And it's like, mm-hmm. No, we've been doing these great things all along, so why should we revolt?
It is
what it is. But,
sure.
You know, they're presenting all this positive information and great helpfulness, but their name is like, huh, it doesn't reflect
exactly.
It. But in any way, I wish them great success, but I like how you embrace the entire community and show
we
the
love
good.
Them, yeah.
And, yeah, you just show us. And that's more genuine to me, more authentic.
Well,
and, you know, the fact that you've been able to retain it for so many years is a testimony.
Thank you, Mary. Listen, folks, it's the great Mary Reed Johnson, of course, from Hairhead Heart, and now with a brand new show. Mary, can you tell everybody again, just a reminder for folks who might have joined a little bit later in our piece,
sure.
Day, can you tell everybody a little bit more about your new show?
Sure. I am still, you know, Hairhead Heart, so if you're looking at arts things or things in Kalamazoo or looking for actually hair services, I'm still Hairhead Heart. But one of the things that I've done in part of my new community, because I've moved from Minneapolis to Southwest Michigan, just trying to immerse myself in, I know, I still, remind me of the Prince thing in just a second, but everything Prince in my world. But I'm trying to immerse myself in my new community, and one of the things that I've done is teamed up a little bit with their public access network, and I'm trying out a show called Level Up, in which I've identified, you know, a variety of people who are doing things despite, you know, whatever barriers they may have overcome or had to overcome, or just even getting past yourself, you know, as not being a popular part of the community. And so anyway, it's called Level Up, and, you know, just keep me in your prayers. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, well, Mary, we are going to do everything we can to get your versions of that over on our network for whenever you can send them on to us so we can play them for all your many, many fans right here throughout our Hair Radio Show networks and our Upscale Radio networks and our Blog Talks and everything that we're doing. So please, please, just always stay in touch with us and keep us informed.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Mary, listen, I just want to say thank you on taking a moment or two of your time to help us to celebrate 700 episodes of this incredible broadcast and kind of the mechanics of it in terms of what we've been able to pull together for everybody. And we're just getting started. I'm always looking for ways to expand out and to continue to grow what we've started so, you know, long ago. But we're going to continue to keep you guys informed to the best of our, I call it infotained, informed and entertained. Yeah, I love that word. I thought that was great. One of my favorite words.
I'm going to borrow it.
Well, yes, infotain works really well because we want folks to be informed, but not so much bored. You know, when the podcast, I love podcasts and the word podcast. But the thing is, sometimes it's just a person talking. And so I've never lost or forgotten the radio element, which kind of brings all the other, you know, components into play, you know, music and some informative talk, some laughter, for goodness sakes, in addition to obviously using it to educate and bring about good in the world. And so that's what this show is about, that 700 broadcast. And so much more. So, Mary, thanks so much for being with us. Mary Reed Johnson.
Always a pleasure.
Great job. Great job. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Correct.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, 4 stories high. It looks I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to porocollege.com. And Poro College, it's just very simple. The first word is 4 letters. Poro, P as in Paul, O as in Ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in Ocean, Poro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just it's just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And,
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaires of African descent, women, female millionaires in the country.
And that's
just
what I'm getting.
Claiming.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both and all the things that they
no
stand for.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right. Exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, clean, it was orderly, it was, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines, a wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone Orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and he never went back to it. But
right, amazing.
Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling face.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hinds.
All right, we're back live. It's Wednesday morning, May 4th of 2022, and it's mid-show. It's about 7:24 New York time. I'm so excited to have you guys with us again. It's wow, May 4th already. And it's our show number 707, show number 707. And real excited to have everybody on. Today's a very special day, as you guys have been listening. We've been talking pretty much with a couple of themes going on today. Of course, we're all week paying tribute to legends of the hair and beauty and just remarkable folks out there who've done incredible things. And if you know, and just today's guests are the folks from Upscale Magazine who fit the bill quite appropriately. So they're coming up. They'll be on with us right here on the air at 8 o'clock this morning, so in about a little over a half hour from right now. I want to bring to the line for a very special coffee tea conversations this morning. So we're going to talk about a few little announcements. We're going to get some more Upscale talk in just a bit. We're also looking at summertime and talking about summertime. I'm going to bring to the line the gentleman who really is my first guest every day of the show, I want to say, the one and only, my big announcer here from the South Jersey area. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. He's down in South Jersey. The one and only Otto. O-T-T-O, spelled the same, forwards and backwards. Good morning, Otto. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, Keri. How are you?
Yes. Doing great. Doing absolutely great. I've been tuned in and paying close attention this morning to the show. What about you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch anything today playing on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy Mr. Bronner, Bernard Bronner.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, go ahead, Otto.
No, referencing, you know, the Upscale. You guys were talking, chopping it up about the Upscale network and magazine. I always find it interesting.
Exactly.
I'm looking forward to today's episode, actually, with Miss Millie. And I always enjoy Mary Reed Johnson. She always has a lot of nice things to say, and she's got a beautiful voice. I enjoy her.
Awesome. Well, listen, I just thank you for that, and I just have to say, if you're just kind of tuning in, you might have missed that we kicked off today's incredible Upscale episode, I call it, Otto, along the line of what you're just saying, with Bernard Bronner. Again, he is the man, the president, the owner, the man behind the Upscale magazine and Upscale Media Group brand.
Right.
Today we have a very special guest coming up in about a half hour. His COO. And I love this. You talk about women making it to the top. The one and only Miss Millie Harrell, which I call Miss Millie. She's just a sweet, sweet lady who has done incredible things. You're going to hear all about her today from her very own mouth. So this is great. I'm super hyped about this. And I'm going to get a little bit more into all about Upscale in the next few minutes or so. And just it's been an incredible thing. It really has. So I'm super excited and super hyped about it. I think we're going to have a good time. Yeah,
and Bernard, he's second generation, you know, that was amazing. His father, you know, so he's carried on the tradition, and the magazine is beautiful. I mean, the pictures, all the graphics, articles. So, I mean, he's carried on a family tradition, and I'm sure has made his dad proud.
Absolutely. You know? I have to say, and Bernard, as you guys, if you just kind of joined us, you may not have heard this earlier. But, yeah, Bernard Bronner, the man behind Upscale Magazine. Now, first, and again, let me just remind everybody, Upscale Magazine has been out there for really about 34 years. And and we're not just talking about just any old magazine. And we're talking about a very well-done, beautifully illustrated magazine. Very carefully laid out magazine. That is sold on the newsstands to this very day from coast to coast.
Yes. Yeah.
And it remains one of only two Afrocentric brands to be distributed around the country on the newsstands. Two. Upscale happens to be one. And so we're very proud of Upscale Magazine. Now, when, as you guys heard, when you know, we started off with Bernard, as I talk with Bernard, and I'm so excited. You see how you put something out there. We talked a little bit about getting the magazine going, but I have to tell you this. I just appreciate Bernard. He showed up at my 2019 event in Atlantic City at the Showboat Hotel. I do my own Hair Nation Expo event, and he came out and offered his support, was one of my panelists, along with a great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. We're talking about Alilia Bundles, who we're shouting her out this morning as well. Just good friends in the hair and beauty industry. I'm grateful. I think I've done okay.
Humble, he's a humble man, too, you know. You know, and you guys, I listened to you two talking, and it was like, wow, both of you. Curry Hines is the voice of the hair industry, and then you had Bernard Bronner.
Yeah, you're kind of bouncing back. I don't know what your sound is. Take a look. See what's, you know, and you guys out there, you know, with technology and, you know, we try not to use Bluetooth and all that kind of stuff because we want your sound to sound great and crisp. So we'll have you check your audio out for a bit. Okay, so listen, I'll tell you what, folks. We've got a lot to get into. Coffee, Tea, and Conversations is up in just a moment or so. We've got plenty of things to get into. And I have to tell you about what's happening as well on tomorrow's show. Something I've omitted. I've left this out. And so I want to tell you what that is. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us, folks. We'll take a little quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And I think we got some folks standing by. We'll see if we can get some folks on for comments and commentary and all of that good stuff. Listen, let me get this on for a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Lots more to go this morning.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
All right, we're back live. It's mid-show. It's Wednesday, May 4th of 2022. I'm Kerry Hines. It's our show number 707. And I'm real happy about today. Today is our very special, kind of I've been nicknaming it and calling it the Upscale episode. All in celebration in honor of Upscale Magazine and our brand new network that we're going to talk about, the connection there. It's coffee, tea, and conversations time. If it's about 7:30, mid-show, New York time, 6:30 if you're in the Central Time Zone, folks, we are happy to launch Coffee, Tea, and Conversations. And what exactly Coffee, Tea, and Conversations is where we kind of come together and just kind of go over some of the happenings in the world today and what's happening with Hair Radio and Upscale for that much. And so today I've been sharing a lot of memories of working with this incredible magazine thus far. And we've got a lot further to go with it. I'm real excited about that. Very happy, very, very pleased, and very grateful that you get to share in this experience. So Otto, yes. Matic has been helping us this morning. Otto, so you've listened to a couple of things. You've heard a little bit about Upscale. It's a legendary brand, and I love it because it inspires entrepreneurs as well. And it always leads me to our Let Your Spirit Soar segment, which is always inspiring folks. First thing in the morning, you want to get positive aspirations. This should be the way of your day. This is what I do. I surround myself with positive aspirations each day. That is my kickoff. No matter what is going on television, no matter what is happening in the news, and believe me, there's a lot happening in the news. We're going to talk about that a little later this morning. So in the last hour, we're going to talk about the whole big Supreme Court kerfuffle that's happening. Real big mess. We'll get to that. But right now, it's all about coffee, tea, and conversations. And
yes.
I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that, again, we're celebrating entrepreneurship. The Let Your Spirit Soar for today, which is, again, encouragement and positive aspirations and all that. It goes like this. And you tell me what you think about it, Otto. But it goes like this. One day, you will thank yourself for never giving up. One day,
wow.
Thank yourself for never giving up. What,
wow.
What does that kind of mean to you, sir?
That's a really good way to start your day, is because most times, you know, you get up and life can throw you things.
Do me a favor. Check your audio. It sounds like you're like in a speaker way, or you don't sound. We can't hear you that clearly.
Oh, how about now? Is it better?
Yeah, that's much better. Yeah, we can't go the route of those electronic convenient things. We won't give the folks our best. Okay. So
I don't know
go right ahead.
Yeah. Oh no, it's a good way to. you know, life throws you the curves and you get up. And like you said, you know, I personally, you know, have goals and dreams and you're part of them, making them come true. So you never give up. I never knew, you know, I would meet you. And since then, you know, the dreams come true and you just keep pursuing, doing the best you can.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, I appreciate that. We've been talking a whole bunch, and my dreams have come true as well. Upscale Magazine is a great brand to partner with, a great they're doing a lot of things. I've got some big announcements about them that we'll talk about a little later in the next hour as well. Real good stuff rolling. That's all I can say. I want to take a moment just to turn, shift a little bit over the conversation to, for coffee, tea, and conversation. So yesterday was Tuesday. We, as you guys know, we have always every Tuesday at 8:30, we have the incredible Michael Hopkins and his group to talk a little bit about their show that they have a program called Vet Talk Radio Show that airs 8:30 Eastern every Tuesday right here on our network. And I just have to take a moment. It also streams. Let me also mention this. It streams at from 9 to 11 with their best of work. So recent things and different interviews and things they've done streams from 9 to 11 over at HAIRadio.com. So that's each Tuesday morning. So
it's a great
just
show.
To take a
great
moment.
Show.
Yeah, it's a great show. I wanted to bring them to the line because I also wanted to get their feedback. And I have a piece that I really would like to run, but I didn't get it in, get it all edited and cleaned up for you guys today. I'll do it tomorrow. And then remember, I have a big announcement about what's happening on tomorrow's show. So we'll talk about all of that. Let me bring to the line a couple of the folks from Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm just going to drop you guys in. Welcome to Coffee, Tea, and Conversations, folks, this morning. You're on with Otto, Carrie Hines. And who do we got? Wow, okay. Good morning, Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm going to say the crew. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Caroline.
Good morning, Otto. The man, the myth, the legend. And good morning to my fellow cast member, Ted Nicole.
Good morning, Angel.
Good morning.
Yes. How are y'all this morning?
Good. How you doing,
great.
Nicole?
Great.
Yeah,
I'm great. Thank you.
Good to hear your voice, Nicole. It's good to hear your voice, Michael Hopkins. Hey, I want to tell you, first of all, you know, we're paying tribute to Upscale Magazine. And I wanted to first ask you guys, had you ever heard of Upscale Magazine before you got involved with Hair Radio? Had you guys been familiar with it at all in the 34 years they've been around?
Yes,
oh, okay.
I have. I definitely have, yes.
Oh, tell us about it, Nicole.
Well, I remember it being, you know, one of those magazines that you always see. You always see, you know, a representation for the African-American community, for the hair community,
absolutely.
And it's always have had just amazing information. So, yes, I've heard of Upscale. I've seen Upscale Magazine. I've purchased it, and it is wonderful.
Oh, all right. They're going to just love you at Upscale, Nicole. Yes, and Michael, you were about to say something, too.
Oh, yes. What I was going to say, I remember them also from way back when. I'm trying not to give my age away as usual, but you know, I remember them along with Jet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
almost
Jet and Ebony and all of that good stuff. I remember them from back then. It was like a must read. You know, back in the day, it was a must read.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, what I love about Upscale is that, and I was telling them this as well, I watch TV shows, Upscale Magazine, on those shows like Jamie Foxx Show and all those others. They're there. You see Upscale Magazine. It's on the table, on the set. It's you know, it's a part of the brand. And we don't even realize it sometimes in our homes. You know, it's there. And I love it. It is, they're an entire lifestyle magazine, which means that they cover a broad range of things that are important to how you carry, go about and carry your life. And so I love it. It's been great inspiration for me. I'm enjoying working with them. They've just been incredible. So I'm excited to get on Millie Harrell, who is the Chief Operating Officer of the entire Upscale Media Group. They used to just be Upscale, but now the parent company, the parent part of that is Upscale Media Group. So I played earlier the wonderful, incredible Bernard Bronner, who started all of the Upscale. And let me also say they are connected. Well, obviously, you'll hear all about this with Bronner Brothers. Bronner Brothers is the longest-running live multicultural hair event in America, and I call it, in American history. I love them very much. They have inspired me, as you guys will certainly know all about, to be part of everything. And I'm real happy about that. Their show is coming up in Miami, Florida. So I'm super excited. That's Miami down in the latter part of August. So we're going to talk about it, all of that of 2022. So this year it'll be in Miami in August, because in the past it's been in Atlanta, Georgia. So they kind of switched dates up. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard this. Did you guys hear our "One Day You Will Thank Yourself for Never Giving Up"? Did you guys hear that in our "Let Your Spirit Soar" words of encouragement today?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did? Okay. So, Michael, what does that mean to you if you hear somebody say, "One day you'll thank yourself for never giving up"? Those are the encouraging words that I read every day. So I'm sharing that with our fans. So I'm just curious, what goes through Michael Hopkins, the host of that Talk Radio show, and our friend?
Well, you know, Carrie, what goes through my mind, I have a kind of that type of imagination where I can picture things.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I picture myself talking to myself, a future myself, and telling myself that. That's what I see. That I didn't give up on my dreams. I didn't give up on something. So the older me is talking to the younger me and is congratulating me for not giving up. That's what I see when I hear things like that.
And Michael, you are continuing to make your dreams come true. You have started an incredible movement for veterans who, you know, largely need help to figure out this claim process, filling out claims and getting the help they need in financial ways and different types of support. And so you've led the charge on that. So you're doing the work. And that's the incredible Vet Talk radio show that airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern right here on our network. So we're glad to have you. And thank you for that. And we're glad you didn't give up either, because we wouldn't have a chance to talk to Miss Nicole. Nicole, we wouldn't know you.
That's
if Michael
true.
Had given up, we wouldn't know you.
I'm so thankful for Michael.
Exactly. And we're thankful for you, too. So you're one
Thank
of the producers you. On the Vet Talk radio show. Absolutely. Now, what can you tell us, Nicole? What can you tell us when you hear those words? And it doesn't always mean that it applies to being an entrepreneur, but the words that
right.
one day you will thank yourself for never giving up. What does that, how does that resonate with you?
First of all, just encouragement. You know, in day-to-day life, things happen, ups and downs, but you don't give up. Keep pushing. You keep pushing. You keep focusing on the dreams that you have. And you keep going. Stay positive about it. Push forward. And guess what? You're going to reach those goals that you set by not giving up. Stay in the course and just encouraging myself day to day. Focus, focus, focus. And I know I'm going to get there and achieve those things that I have set for myself. Wow. And then one day I'll look back and I'll say, you know, thank you for not giving up, because I've arrived. I've made it. Those goals that I set for myself, I achieved them.
And you've made it through.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But don't give up. You have to keep pushing.
You've got to keep pushing. And even that's been the theme of the running theme today, Nicole, Michael Hopkins, Otto. It's been the running theme today. I listened to Bernard Bronner, and those were his words as well earlier this morning. Never give up. You know, stay focused. Stay the road.
Yeah.
Stay the course. Every single person that we've chatted with, this is what you must do. And what's crazy is that it feels like you want to give up. You know, we have those moments. And, you know, but I read something just the other day, and I wish I've got to find it for you this morning. It's in my phone somewhere. But it's something about just because you may want to, you feel a little defeated for the moment, doesn't mean that you're packing it in. And I'm
right.
Going to find it, because I love what it, how it actually words it. And to me, these aspirations are what you need to surround yourself with. You got to give yourself a daily mantra. Do you guys do that? Or do you get up in the morning do you give yourself something positive to focus on in the morning, or do you just jump into your day? Otto, let me turn back to you, Otto. Do you have something that you do every single morning that you get up and just be grateful? It doesn't have to be prayer or anything, but do you have something that, you know,
right.
that is a positive way that Otto starts his day?
Absolutely. My feet hit the ground, and I think about my mother, who told me, always blossom where you're planted. You know, get up, and no matter what the circumstances, you know, they will pass if they're bad, and they will pass if they're good. So enjoy the moment, but also, you know, like I said, blossom where you're planted. Make the best of everything for that moment, and then that starts me with a positive outlook, and I'm able to handle the daily ups and downs that come at us as humans, you know.
Love it. But I'll tell you something else along that line, Otto. To what you just said, there's always the way that I've always remembered that nothing is as good as it seems, and nothing is as bad as it seems. And the reality is always like right in the middle. So those are the words that I take with me. What about you, Nicole? Do you have something that you do absolutely every morning? It's the first thing that Nicole has to do to fill her spiritual bucket, if you will.
Well, first thing, when I wake up in the morning, I say a prayer. And then I get up. I have aspirations that are on my mirror. So I look and I read some of my aspirations.
Oh, on your mirror?
And then, yes. And I switch them out. Yeah, I switch them out.
Wow.
Every few days or so, change them up. And so I read a few. And then I do self-talk. Self-talk helps me.
What self-talk?
And just encouraging myself. I could be in the bathroom, I could be in the bedroom, whatever, looking in the mirror, and I tell myself, this is going to be a great day. You're going to have a great day. Whatever's going on in my day, I repeat it to myself. This is going to be a positive day. You're going to achieve such and such. Whatever it is I have going on, I repeat that to myself and tell myself it's going to be a great day. I'm going to do well. I'm going to achieve it. I'm going to be successful in whatever it is that my tasks are for the day.
Wow. Now, you guys all have families. So is this something that you have passed on, Michael, in your case, Michael Hopkins, VTR host? Is this something you've passed on to your family?
Well, pretty much, Carrie. It's so funny that you say that, because over the years, I never realized that my kids were watching me as I was doing my thing, going to work, feeding the family, and sacrificing and all that. And I never realized it until later on in life, as they became adults, and we would sit down sometimes and we'd have the conversation. You know, I had to respect the point that they're adults now. So I would have serious conversation with them. And I never realized, like one of my daughters said, she said, "Daddy, it's always been you. You always went and you did, and you didn't cry and complain. You just went and did it. And you kept us going. You fed us. You put us in a home. You did all the things." So now when I look at them, those are the kind of things that they do and how they feed their families with knowledge. And sometimes you just never realize these things when you're kind of going along in that thing we call life. And you never know who you're influencing. So that's what I look back on. I reflected a lot of times on that when I wake up in the morning. And I'm just so grateful that God has given me the opportunity to be here on this beautiful planet and to go through the things that I'm going through in life. And I've come out on the other side. And I still have some challenges. You know, health-wise, there's still some things. But I don't dwell on it. I don't go, "Oh, man, I got this thing going on. I've got that thing," you know. So I just keep it moving. If I haven't learned anything else in all these years, being in the military, law enforcement, the security realm, I learned how to just keep things moving, keep it going. Because you never know. That one person that you need to meet can be right around the corner. You slip and fall, and when you fall down,
so true.
You look up, and there's the person you've been looking for the whole time in life. And that's happened to me a lot. I've asked, sometimes I just ask God questions. And I don't know what to do. What shall I do? And all of a sudden, that magic person appears, and they might say one thing to me.
And then change your whole outlook.
And all of a sudden, boom. Yep, and it's happened. It's happened, even with you, Carrie Hines. And we always talk about it. You know, you, me, and the angels, we all always kind of joke about it. But it's the truth. If we hadn't have met a certain person, we would have never met you.
Exactly.
And to be honest with you, Carrie, it took me courage to ask you that one question or to talk to you about my dreams of a veterans type show to address veterans issues. It took a lot of courage because you know how we have that one person on one side of us, that one little voice on the left shoulder and the other little voice on the right shoulder. We all see it in the cartoons, you know, they battle back and forth. And that's what was happening with me. And I mean, I've never shared this with any of you, but that's what was going on with me the day that I talked to you about having a veteran type show. And something just kept nagging at me, and it actually told me to ask you. It said, "Look, you have nothing to lose. Ask that man about the show. You'll be surprised." Yeah. And when I asked you, you thought about it, and next thing you know, we were talking about it. And it was so funny. You and I kind of like the first day you and I met, we kind of just clicked with each other. I had never met you. You never met me. But it was as if we had known each other for a very long time. Then I found out you're from my hometown, Philadelphia. That solidified it. And then, from there, it just solidified it. But I was really afraid to ask you about Vet Talk Radio Show. I really was. But something told me to ask you. I asked you. You said, that sounds interesting. We kept talking about it. And then I never will forget the day we came up with the name. We were throwing names around. And all of a sudden, the Vet Talk Radio Show popped up. And we both, I guess, maybe at the same time, we said, "Wow. You know, that sounds like a really nice name. I like that name. Has a ring to it." As they say, the rest, shall we say, is history.
Well, 34 shows, Nicole. 34
yes.
Nicole's one of Michael's producers on that.
Amazing.
34 shows. So you'll be on the 34th. It's this coming. No, this past Tuesday was the 34th show. So it's number 35
yes.
next week. Yeah. So yes. we'll keep you informed on that. I have to say, I'm impressed. And Otto, you're a big fan of Michael as well with the Vet Talk, folks. I know you love to hear the show as well. So that's
oh, yeah.
really cool. Yeah, real happy about that.
I'm glad he asked. I'm glad he fought off the negative voice and asked because what has blossomed into, you know, thousands of people getting their benefits and Nicole, all the hard work the Angels put in. So I'm glad you asked, Michael. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah,
definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we've never looked back. Now, I have to tell you, speaking of never looking back, first of all, let me just remind everybody, got to bring everybody up to speed. We have folks dropping in and dropping out and tuning in and tuning out and switching gears and all that stuff here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We broadcast from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday, right here. And then separately, over on our 24-hour streaming network, we've got two. We, of course, have the Hair Radio, HAIRadio.com, that runs around the clock, streams on weekends, middle of the night when you can't sleep. You can listen to a whole bunch. We play classic songs. We play great classic radio shows that we have that's in our cache of amazing content on hair and beauty, special interviews. One thing I want to say that our content is organic. Okay, it's organic, meaning we create our content. We've been doing it for almost 30 years. So I just want to remind folks of that. And just, you know, we've been doing quite a bit. Now, I do want to remind everybody, tomorrow, that's Thursday, on May 5th, 2022, got to make sure folks know we're live and we're here. Tomorrow, we have a special show as well. Eugene Davis is usually with us about 8 o'clock. That's his new day on Thursdays, I should say. Thursday morning at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. But then at 8:30, I have a very special guest joining us. We've launched Radio Ghana, Hair Radio Ghana. Let me just be clear on the name. He'll kill me. Hair Radio Ghana and with Ebenezer.
Wow.
He's amazing over there. We're talking about West Africa. So we're on with the amazing Ebenezer. You don't want to miss this. It's tomorrow at 8:30. Eastern time, 7:30 Central. So it's a special Thursday show as well. Every day is special here. And then Friday, of course, we're celebrating Moms and Mother's Day and all that wonderful stuff. You don't want to miss anything that we've got going on. So listen, I just want to take a moment because I want to go ahead and get – we have a lot of folks who are standing by to listen to this incredible lady join us. So I'm super hyped. Now, her name is Millie Harrell, and – she is the chief operating officer, the COO of Upskill Media Group, the folks who are really shaking things up out there. And we came up with a little promo for them that I'm gonna just get it on for just to kind of give them a little bit of a launch, if you will, if I can find it here. And we'll talk a little bit about it because I'm really proud of everything that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And what they have accomplished over at Upskill. And here's the little thing that we kind of want to remind people that it streams, that we stream the recent broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, not just at our 24-hour network at HARradio.com, but also Upskill Magazine Radio. And here's what we say.
You are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Streaming at Upskill Magazine Radio.
Is that a nice little
You are
app?
Listening to...
Don't you love that?
I like that. I like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I love that
yeah.
beat.
All right, folks. Well, listen, I better get on Millie Harrell. So let's get a little bit of a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, Millie will be here on the line. So I am so excited. Folks, we've been waiting for this, and if I had a drum roll, you'd hear it about now. So stay with us, and you don't want to miss this. It's this is a very big, another first for us today on the broadcast. So I'm thanking the folks at FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution and all of that, and Shanta and so many others who helped to make this broadcast today very special, made it possible for you to hear. So thank you so much. And just fix your feet. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
A very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. She's from the world of media. It is my great joy and honor to welcome the one and only Miss Millie, the Chief Operating Officer. Yes, good morning. The COO of Upscale Media Group. I just want to welcome you so very much, Miss Millie. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here. I know I have reached the pinnacle, if I'm on hairradio.com.
Oh, you got it. You absolutely have. Well, listen, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show have been hearing me talk about Upscale magazine for some time. And and I always tease it on the radio show. You guys out there know. You hear me say, you know, Upscale, they're coming soon. Upscale's coming soon. Well, today is your lucky day to talk to, I'm talking about one of the big movers and shakers. Now, listen, Miss Millie, let me just say this. Now, Bernard Bronner has been on the show, and the fans know they've heard Bernard quite a bit on our broadcast. We've run his wonderful brief interview that we did with him on here many times. So, you're on the hot seat today, Miss Millie.
Oh, Lord.
It's your turn.
Okay.
So
listen,
yes. So I want to jump right on in. I first want to take a moment. Now, Upscale Magazine has been a staple in the African-American homes for many years. And but you know what? We've had some kinds of changes in recent years and all of that. Can you first tell the few folks out there who may have been under a rock, but what can you tell them, right? But what can you tell them if it's today their first time hearing about Upscale Magazine? What exactly is Upscale Magazine
about? First and foremost, I say thank you for you and for them for tuning in. Secondly, yes. Upscale Magazine, we are celebrating our 34th anniversary of actually printing a magazine, a physical magazine, in August. Upscale is a second generation, 110% black owned and operated company based here in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm. Our mother company is Bronner Brothers. Now, Bronner Brothers was started by Bernard, who is the publisher of the magazine, but his father and his brother and sister started Bronner Brothers, and they are hair care manufacturers. Now, they're 78 years old, and Bernard, being the president of Bronner Brothers, he and his wife, Sheila, started Upscale 33 and a half years ago, and we've been rolling ever since. They're very low-key people, So it's not like they're, you know, they're just very low-key people, but they run a good company, and I am proud to be part of their family on
yes.
both sides, the Brownon Brothers side as well as Upscale.
Exactly.
I started with Bernard way back. How about that? That's all I'm going to
wow.
say about that. Way back.
Okay.
And then I left.
Many years.
Yes. And then I left and did other things, started my own and did my other, yeah. did my, and matured and grew and experienced different things. And last year, he called me and he said, I really need for you to come back. So these last 8 months, I've been back since last August. We have been reorganizing. We've been reorganizing, updating, creating, making changes so that we can navigate the new markets. Not only will we continue to publish a print, but digital, I mean, it needed to be updated, and we're in the process of finalizing that. Also, partnering with Hair Radio, creating
yeah.
Upscale Magazine Radio, 24-hour streaming.
That's right.
Awesome. It's a great collaboration for us.
Yeah.
Advertisers can do
all
both.
The above.
They can be.
All the above.
They can do. Matter of fact, they can do all the aspects. They can do the print. They can do the digital. They can do the radio, and. We tried to cover all bases, and then
well,
we partnered with the best people we could find. Yes, and we tried to, and we partnered with the best people we could find, and it's not like, I'll just say it, we don't know you, Carrie, so we knew what we were doing when we got together. So you've been in the industry yourself for quite a while,
yeah.
made a name for your
yeah.
own self. So. Things like that, collaborations like that are wonderful. And they're easy because you already know that the person you're working with knows his job, knows what he does.
Exactly.
And does it. So now I can move on and focus on something else. Because I know, okay, well, the radio side is taken care of. Carrie's taking care of that. Boom, I'm over here. Now I can go over here and do this.
And I love that.
So, it's been a lot of work. The 8 months have been very, oh, my God, you're talking about a churning water. But at the end, we can see the rainbow getting
Absolutely.
Everything put together. So
well, you said,
at the end of the day.
Go ahead, Ms. Melly, finish your thought.
I said at the end of the day is to offer our advertisers more. You got a package. You just didn't buy digital. You just didn't buy print. You just didn't buy radio. Actually, what you bought was all three of them.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, Miss Millie. So for
mm-hmm.
all our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Miss
mm-hmm.
Millie brings it, okay? She brings it. You have been an incredible colleague in this to work alongside of. And I'm so proud. And
well, thank
so,
you.
And yes, and I couldn't mean it any more sincerely as I tried to be connected with this historical company, this historical brand. And, you know, when I first started with Miss Millie, I didn't know what we were going to, because so you never know. Sometimes you click, sometimes you don't click. It's just the way nature is. But,
well, we clicked.
We clicked, and we just not clicked. We, you know, because the understanding, and you have to learn people a little bit sometimes because the beginning is not always how you end up, you know.
No, not at all.
Learning people along the way, and I just love it. And I'm telling you, and Upscale means a lot, not just to me, but my family, to my friends, to our industry colleagues. It means the world. We grew up with Upscale. You know, I see it on TV. I was telling our fans the other day, I'm watching an old Jamie Foxx show that he used to do in the 90s, I think.
Yes, and we were in a couple of his episodes.
Yes,
we were.
with my own eyes. I saw the upscale
yes,
magazine
with
my hand up to God. I said, oh, my God. I just saw that. Literally, that's our magazine. Of course,
that's
I had
it.
To throw the hour in there, Ms. Amelia. you know, I'm so proud. I just love it, and it means a lot. So just to even be in it, to be part of this, I've been, listen, it's not, my, as you just pointed out, it's not my first time at the rodeo. I've been a part of other magazines. I've been a part of other, you know, things, media things and stuff like that. And I love everybody. But Upscale has a very special place that the fans know already.
You know what?
But,
they do crawl into your heart, don't they? They do crawl into your heart. Even when I wasn't with them officially, they were always there. How about that? They were always there, and they were I always kept in contact, and we always we were just there. I was there. I just physically wasn't a part of the team then, but you know we were there, and
exactly.
It's they do crawl into your heart. I will say that they do crawl into your heart. And they're wonderful people, wonderful black men. Bernard is the only one of his brothers that is not a minister. And
amazing.
You're talking a family full of ministers. Even their mother has gone to theological school. Even
that
she has.
Wow.
So they are based in God. They really are. And they're just wonderful people, just regular people. They grew up in the industry. So it wasn't like, you know, surprise or anything like that. It was, they're just very nice people. They truly, truly are.
Absolutely.
And it is an honor to be back working with them.
Absolutely. Well, Ms. Millie, you wouldn't be talking to me right now had it not been for Brana Brothers. I wouldn't be here. It's not a secret.
Okay.
Everybody knows. There would be no hair radio because I would have never switched over to the hair industry. I switched over. I'd already been introduced to radio when I was out on the West Coast in 1995. But I came over to officially change over to the hair industry after going to Brana Brothers and meeting the incredible people, the hairstylists. They made such an impression on me and welcomed me so wholeheartedly that I changed my entire business over to hair radio. That's the God's honest truth. So I'm not
you
so
know,
Bernard.
We get that a lot. We get that. Bernard just interviewed somebody. He was somewhere. Lord only knows where Bernard is. And he
no.
was somewhere. And the young lady, they were on a panel together. And the young lady said, you know what? I just want to take a minute to say thank you to Bernard because I did an internship at Upscale. And from there, I went on to start my own blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, that is so nice. And people do give, I mean, like I said, they're very, very nice people.
And
they're
Bernard
easy
too.
To work with. Oh, yeah, Bernard too.
Bernard is Bernard Bronner, as you guys know. I'm not telling our fans anything they don't already know, but I'm going to say it again. Bernard was so kind. He came out to – because we don't have competition. There's no competitiveness in this. We did our – I had my own three-day hair show in the Northeast. The only black three-day hair show in the Northeast, down at the Showboat Hotel. It's not a secret, Hair Nation Expo. And Bernard came to my event. I was so moved, along with Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter. John was there, Blasting Game, of course, from Hype, you know, and all that. And Upscale, of course, Upscale Magazine. And I was so impressed because you just talked about a hair panel. And they were my panel. And they have, these are folks who have, they've led the way. And so Upscale is huge. And you guys know that already. So I just wanted to say that, Ms. Millie. So we're going to gush over you guys a little bit. I'm a part of
it. Well, thank you so much. And who does not love to be gushed over? So go right ahead. You see, I didn't try to stop you, nothing. So go right ahead. But I will say this, Kerry. I will say this to you. Speaking of the Bronner Brothers side of the industry, we are in preparation, and it too is in August, for our 78th trade show, beauty and trade show.
Let's say that again, 78th trade show.
78th. But here is the big one for this year. We have moved, after 77 years, out of Atlanta in our 78th.
Right, it's always in Atlanta. Yeah.
No, it's going to be in Miami, Florida this year.
Amazing.
We're going to be, and we are inviting you, I am personally inviting you to come and bring your radio show with you and interview all the celebrities that we will have on site.
Oh, now, Miss Miller, you know I will be literally flying down to Miami for this. You only have to whisper that to me.
Well, I would love for you to come.
Thank you.
Now, what the people can do, the beauticians, because it is a professional beauty show.
Yes.
So what the beauticians can do is go on BronnerBrothers.com and get all the information, all the classes, all the different events. Matter of fact, I'm going to call it up right now and just tell you some of the
celebrities,
that are going to be there. And I know I looked at it the other day, and they had it streaming on the Upscale magazine.com. They had it streaming. They have, like, money classes. They have, I'm looking at let's see what special events. It has a little special event.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, you know
forget,
they always
Bronner
have
Brothers is spelled B-R-O-S. It's a www.
Yes, you can shorten it to B-R-O-S. You can spell out Brothers, or you can shorten it.
Or you can shorten it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for
they
that.
They have both of the URL.
Okay.
So what we have, I just clicked on one, a special event. You got the hair battle. Now, that is where... Okay, the last time I was with a hair battle, this is no lie, people, the man is doing the hair, and he made his clients into giraffes. I mean, you have to see it. Now, they have videos online.
Yeah,
they have videos online to show you.
Yes, the avant-garde style.
Now, also... Yeah. Okay, they have the battle, and I think it's a $10,000 prize, people.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So it's not just that we're having a hair battle and somebody. I know I wasn't there, but I saw the video of one where the man's clients came down out of the ceiling.
Oh my!
So they do it. They do. It's something to behold. I'm telling you, it is something to behold. So they have barbering contests.
Yes.
They have the most creative natural hair, because you know natural hair is coming back as well.
Oh, natural hair is big. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So they have that. They have review some of the past winners. Then they have, actually what I was watching is called the fantasy competition, where the lady came, where the people came down out of the ceiling and he made the lady into a giraffe.
You know what? Okay. That is fantasy. That is fantasy. You're absolutely right, Miss Millie. That's fantasy hair. And
we also have like students.
Student
rising stars. Yeah.
Wow.
We call it student rising stars. And that's for both the beauty side and the barbering side.
So they
cover everything. Now I'm clicking on the button that says celebrity. So let's see what celebrity we got.
Okay. And while Miss Miller is doing that, let me just bring everybody up to speed. You guys, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, let me tell you, my very, very special guest that you've been listening to this morning is the COO of Upscale Media Group, totally Upscale, you guys know, the one and only Miss Millie. She's been really, you have truly given us, even us who are in the industry, a real good, thorough understanding. And we love this about Brana Brothers. So a lot of folks want to know all the details, and you just mentioned that it's not in Atlanta this year, a big celebration, 78th year happening in Miami, Florida, one of my favorite places.
And the fact that I personally invited you down to come, and I'm going to review.
And all of you are my witnesses. I got to say this to you.
I have never met Carrie, even though we've worked together all this time.
Face to face.
But he sent me a picture, and he is an attractive young man. I just wanted everybody to know that.
You are kind.
I love his picture. So we're looking under the celebrity section, and for the beauticians, you have Terrence Davidson, who is a celebrity hairstylist.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
You have Steve Brown, who's a comedian.
Wow.
We have Bow Wow, which is the rapper. Bow Wow.
Oh, we know Bow Wow.
He's listed. You got a whole bunch of the hip-hop, the reality stars come in, like Kenya Moore. Who was actually former Miss USA?
The Real Housewives of Atlanta lady. Yes.
Yes. And then we have Jessica Dime and Karen King from Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah.
They're coming. We have Razor's Chick from, she's a master stylist.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Okay.
Wow.
We have, let's see.
Well, that's enough.
It's a whole page.
Oh, my. You guys,
we got
go to
the website. We have B. Simone. How about that?
Oh, yes. Nice.
And then we have Alexis Sky. She's a reality and love and hip-hop. Hollywood.
Yes.
So Bambi, she's love and hip-hop Atlanta. Oh, we have them. How about that?
This is really nice. Now, how does the Upscale magazine tie into the Brana Brothers event? Does that have any kind of connection?
Because Bernard is actually the president of, per se, Brana Brothers, and we published this. So it's a combined event. We're printing, it's two separate entities. However, how can it really be two separate entities? So we do, okay, really.
Yes,
so if you want to advertise with, for instance, some people will be advertising in Upscale for the first time because they want to be involved in this major celebration that we're going to have.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is, what we're going to do is for the August issue, we are going to print an additional 20,000 copies to give out strictly for the attendees and participants of the show. Now, it's going to be a little bit different. It's kind of more like a coffee tabletop because beauticians take their magazines back to their salons. So it's a little bit heavier than a normal a magazine would be, so that they could keep it for a long time.
A collector's edition. This is a collector's edition.
It is. And so we'll be printing additional copies for that, and then what we'll do is distribute those strictly at the hair show. So people are wanting to advertise and promote Because if you're in any part of the hair or beauty industry, you need to be here.
We have to talk about that, Miss Millie. Let's talk a little bit about the sales aspect, because we have a lot of hair people tuned in right now to the show. They're listening. And they want to be part. A lot of people approach me. They see that we are all at Upscale Radio and Upscale Magazine and all of this. They see the beautiful Upscale logo. They know the name. They know the magazine. So they want to be part of it. So what I'm doing with a lot of these folks, we are directing a lot of these incredible people. We are encouraging them. So listen, if you're just starting out in hair business, this is a way that you can lift up your profile. You can be part of this. You can, you know, advertise in a magazine. A lot of people think that it's way out of reach. Now, we don't have to give numbers over the, you know, radio right now, but I do want people to know that it's not as out of reach to advertise as they think.
What we've done is created a small, we call it a marketplace. And for instance, you can put a business card size ad in for, I believe, is $800.
Yes. And I was going to say, Miss Millie, because sometimes those prices go up. So this is why you got to, when you hear stuff like this, you got to jump on it. So
yes.
Because,
so we're going to have a marketplace.
Very important.
Because a lot of beauticians, a lot of shops, a lot of people can afford the price of a page in a magazine. But they can't afford to put their business cards in. And people's business cards are beautiful. They're just miniature ads.
I'm raising my hand right now.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. And we made it so that you can be part of this commemorative issue. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And what you just said is important, that you can be part of this commemorative issue, so you need to act right away.
You know what,
right,
Terry?
Away.
They can call you.
Yeah.
They can go
you
on upscalemagazine.com.
Yeah, go definitely upscalemagazine.com. I didn't want to cut Miss Millie off on that. Upscalemagazine.com is their website. Our toll-free number, everybody knows our toll-free number is 833-402-8882 for me. And we will direct you to Miss Millie's team, of course. I'm loving this, but I love what you said, that the magazine, that, you know, to be part of this, this is something you don't want to pass on. You really want to be part of it. And for that little bit of money, and the other thing, Miss Millie, I don't know if you mentioned this, but you, like you said, you're a print magazine, but you're online, you're everywhere. And not
we're online,
black
brands, yes, we
are. Out there in print. There are not too many black lifestyle brands out there in the newsstand.
No, we are the only official black-owned, 100% black-owned and operated magazine left.
Wow.
We are. Other people have sold out and made millions and zillions of dollars, but we've held strong. We've held strong because of Bernard's father was such a dominant force in the industry. And he would, he walked with Martin Luther King. He was, he wasn't a prejudiced man, but he said, we need to move forward as black people. And he meant that.
Exactly.
And of course, we do business with a little bit of everyone, but his focus was on promoting African-American businesses. And therefore, that's why you always have, they always have classes about
education.
How to run your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're educating you on taxes. I always have tax people, all kind of people there. I mean, in these, once you get to the show, some classes are charged. But most of them, when you buy your ticket, you are able to go into these different classes.
Absolutely. And like I said, Verona Brothers and most of the hairstylists, you guys know about Verona Brothers now. Don't pretend you don't know. Verona Brothers has everything. And when you walk through that door, Let me tell you, when my first time at Brawner Brothers, and I walked through those doors, and the music was going, and the people were doing, you had the platform artists going to town, I still remember feeling. I still remember the feeling. And I remember seeing all my friends were there, all the other manufacturers. I remember Razak and Newark was there. They had big and I had just been in their offices in New Jersey like weeks earlier. And I said, oh, my God, they're my friends. I was so happy to see everybody. And it's just there's something about
It's almost like a family reunion because some people have been coming for so long. And when you pass them on the floor, it's like you may not know their names, but you're like, hey, because they've been part of us for so long, and supporting us.
What are the dates
again,
too? What are the dates?
The dates are August the 27th through the 29th.
Okay, the 27th, 28th, and 29th of 2022.
Of August, yes.
August 27th, 29th, in Miami, folks. Okay,
now, when they go on BronnerBrothers.com, it will have the preferred hotels that they've negotiated prices with.
Wow.
The show office does an awesome job putting all this together. And they have hotels that are within walking distance. So it's not, I checked some of the, unfortunately I had a slipped Achilles, so walking is, you know, being too far away might cause me a problem. So I checked, I'm talking 0.4 miles from the convention center. So that's less than a half a mile away.
Yeah, of course, that's very close.
So that's very close.
You don't have to hit anybody over the head about Miami, okay? Miami, listen, I'll tell you, Miss Millie, after our interview today, what my plans are for while I'm down there
at
the Brawner Brothers
show. Okay, let me tell you what my plans are. August is also my birthday.
Oh,
therefore, when is your birthday?
I'm the 12th of August, so I'll be celebrating.
I'm the 20th. When Leo?
Oh, Miss Millie, we're going to shut it down. We're going to shut it down, okay? We're shutting it down. Oh,
now, let me tell you this, Karen. I put this in Bernard's ear, and he hasn't said anything, but I put it out there. I said, you know what? After getting all this together, because August will also celebrate a year for me being back with them.
Wow.
And it's my birthday, and it's the Brawner Show, and we're in Miami. I want a cruise on a private yacht for the upscale team.
All right.
Okay, so let's cruise, Gary. Let's cruise.
Miami. Well, you could just whisper it, and I'm there. I love that. The fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, they know because I talk about Miami all the time in general. So now this is ginormous. So Brawner Brothers, Miami, Florida, folks, August 27th, 28th, 29th of 2022, big, big show, 78th year celebration. Go to BronnerBrothers.com, as Miss Millie pointed out. Very important, big stuff. Now, Miss Millie. I have to turn to a big, big thing. This is something totally new. We've got to talk about upscalemagazineradio.com.
I'm so excited.
I'm so, so excited to talk about upscalemagazineradio.com. You guys know this because we have already been sharing a little bit on the inside. I got to give the fans a little something of the Hair Radio Morning Show, early preview kind of thing. So we've kind of turned it on quietly, if you will, so that if you go to upscalemagazineradio.com, you'll hear some little content that's on there. Now, this is nowhere where we're kind of going, but we wanted to begin to kind of, you know, begin that kind of two-way relationship with the fans. And so we've invited you for an early listen. So this is really great at upscalemagazineradio.com. Now, just to turn back a little bit, while I've got the COO of Upscale Media Group, I'm going to turn to you, Ms. Millie. Why is this so important to do a radio station with what we've created in tandem with Upscale Magazine?
Well, like I said, we changed the name.
Yes.
We incorporated Upscale Media Group. For to be a group, you need to offer everything.
Yes.
Because we knew you, because we had such an excellent working relationship with you, and because we knew of your success with HairRadio.com.
Thank you.
When it came up and we talked about it, and next thing I know, we're shooting off emails, and it came together
yes.
so quickly
yes.
and so effortlessly that it must have been a must. It was a want to do. You know how sometimes you want to do something,
absolutely.
But it's a kind of a pain in the butt to get it together. It's like, oh my goodness. But no, because we had someone already award-winning in the industry that said, I will handle that for you. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Ms. Millie, your words.
No problem. We appreciate you because that aspect might not have, or even if it did, it might have taken us a year or two to find a radio personality to get all of this set up, whereas when coming through you, this is your forte. This is what you do.
You.
You're award-winning.
You.
Okay, so this was an easy connect. Everything in life
about,
is not this easy. So this
well,
was an easy well, connect.
You, thank you so much for the kind words. You know, it's hard for me to take accolade. What did he say, like comments? I don't take them well, but thank you for that. I have to say, I love that what Upscale Magazine Radio is also doing. You are incredibly connected, so we're able to introduce the fans, the new fans of this incredible broadcast network, the streaming mm-hmm. network now, UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. Will be introduced to all kinds of folks that you are connected with.
All kinds of people. We deal with celebrities on a regular basis. So, say for instance, Carrie, we also partnered early this year with Bill Pickett Rodeo. We are their official media outlet.
I love them. That's the Black Cowboy folks.
Okay, you got to put on your hat. You got to put on your
okay.
So. Actually, I'll be in Dallas next week for the first event that we will do in unison.
Okay.
So I will call, and the writers will work
Millie,
with
you. Bring it to you guys.
Yes. So,
yes.
I mean, we'll interview people at the Black Rodeo. And then irony, the week after that is Black Men Cook. In Dallas as well, so we'll be on the red carpet because they actually have a red carpet.
Now hold
and,
it, Black Men Cook. What exactly is Black Men Cook?
Okay, just that. I mean, Black.
But really?
Yes.
Okay.
They it's an organization.
And can I get in on this? I cook. I'm a Black man.
Now, if I look up and see you in Dallas.
Oh, okay. I got to go out there with you. I might book a flight now, but I'm loving it. Black Men Cook. When you told me this, Miss Millie, I literally just froze. I said, wow. So I'm loving this. Black Men Cook.
So we are so excited. I am so excited to be at these two events within the next 2 weeks. And for you to interview these people for us, I'll try to round up as many cowboys and cowgirls because a lot of women.
I'm loving this.
And you interview them for us. Oh my God, thank you. And then the next week, we'll interview on the red carpet. So Wow. There's just so much stuff going on, Carrie, and I'm so grateful to have you. Yes, but I'm so grateful to have you there because I wouldn't know which direction to go.
Listen, she's just really selling her. So trust me, Miss Millie knows the direction that can point you. But I do thank you.
I would not. You have to know your limitations, and you have to know what you know.
Well, I tell you, I take it. I appreciate the kind words. It means a lot. And not just that. Some of the big news is that Upscale Radio, what's happening with UpscaleMagazineRadio.com is that in addition to we have some web pages there really to house the radio network. It's all about listening. You can listen as long as you'd like. We have amazing content and plus a lot more. But the most important part of this, Ms. Millie, is that we're creating original Upscale Magazine radio content. Upscale Magazine radio is not just going to be, which is great. Now, don't get me wrong. I love that Hair Radio is over there and we're powering the network. But the most important thing is that we're going to have original content that's based upon UpscaleMagazine.com. So I want to remind everybody about that. Very, very important. You're going to love it.
Very important because it's streaming. You have a streaming 24/7. We need to fill that space, but we need to fill it with new and exciting things. The sales and marketing staff has been
Well,
you
have an incredible staff, too, by the way.
I know. I love them.
Ms. Millie, don't forget to shout them out.
I love them.
Okay.
But I will say that, speaking of staff, I still need a representative, an experienced account executive, because we have so many accounts that need extra help in the Midwest and in New York City. I do need extra reps, so if someone has experience calling on agencies, please look me up in the media kit and contact me directly.
We'll direct you. Call us over here. Reach out to us at Hair Radio. We will put you in touch with Ms. Millie. Gladly so. Very important.
And I am what we're doing back to the when you get to Miami, what we have done is we're working with all of the islands. So you'll have to interview all of the island people.
Oh.
Yes, all of the representatives that are going to come in from the Grand Cayman, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands.
All my favorite places. it really is, Ms. Millie. This is a great dream. It really is. You guys have to come. Listen, go to the Bronner Brothers event. I really mean it. Again, August 27th, 28th, 29th. It is transformative. It really is. As you guys heard, it changed my life as well. So this is something that you want to do. You're going to have a ball. Trust me, all you got to do is really say Miami to anybody. It's the place to be. So, go to BronnerBrothers.com, get your ticket. You can reach out to all of us, really.
You can go for any kind of booking, hotel booking or whatever. Like I said, the show office has done a great job negotiating prices that are truly reasonable for Miami.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So truly reasonable. And they're close enough for walking distance. So they've taken all of those things into consideration. The anticipated attendee, about 25,000 to 30,000. So this is a huge event, everyone.
Okay, it's huge. Yeah. You guys are in the hair business. You know. Bronner Brothers does not joke around. Now, Ms. Millie, I want to make sure that folks know the magazine. So what's coming up with Upscale? What can you tell us about Upscale Magazine
that
folks can look out for? See, you guys didn't know we were going to keep Miss Millie.
We're
like
coming
this.
Up. We're, I'm
they
sorry.
They didn't know I was going to just. I said they did. The fans didn't know I was going to keep you locked up today. everything about what's happening.
Well, Upscale is coming out. We'll be out in a couple of days with our June, July issue. We're a bi-monthly magazine.
Yeah.
And so it is the it's the bride issue. It's the travel issue.
Right.
So you'll see our cover is Naturi McNaughton. She was on Power.
Mm.
And our Queens. And so she just got married in the beginning of April, and we have the exclusive interview with her and her husband, new husband, too.
Wow. I'm loving
so
it.
That's coming
that's
out.
April issue. Yeah.
And you can buy an online copy for
$2.99. That's the next couple months, right. That's the issues, the months that we're going into, I'm sorry. So, yeah.
Right. So listen, we're looking at the June, July, which is the bride.
June, July, okay.
June, July,
guys,
yes.
The website is upscalemagazine.com, upscalemagazine.com. You'll find it, all the information as well there. And, of course, if you contact us at Hair Radio, we're going to put you in touch with the Upscale Magazine folks, so you can rest assured of that. Listen, I'm just excited. I want to say big thanks. And before we do that, Miss Millie, we got to shout some folks out. You have an amazing team of people, some incredible
yes.
folks that I've gotten to know already.
I do.
So who comes
yes.
to mind? Anybody you want to shout out to today? Any part
well,
of your network?
First and foremost, I would say Nigel Killikilly.
Yes.
He
Nigel.
Is our editor-in-chief.
Yes. Awesome.
And
gentleman.
Nigel puts all of the content. He and his staff create all the content for the magazine, as well as he runs our social media side.
Yeah.
So he and I literally talk daily. He
yeah.
is beyond a great asset. But
yeah.
I also, he's been with Upscale for years, though.
Yeah.
But I would want to shout out to my, because we're growing so much, I did bring on some new account reps. And
yes.
That would be Kara, Laris, and Kiki. And
wow.
they, I tell you, they
and
are
I
the hardest
them.
Working women in the
yes.
industry. I appreciate
awesome.
Them. And we're just starting our journey together. Now, we do have representatives that have been with Upscale for 30 years.
Wow.
And are still rolling
time.
Along.
Yes.
And so, but Kara, Laris, and Kiki are brand new, and I did want to shout out to them.
Awesome. And you guys
yes.
are just killing it. Of course, we have to shout out the man behind it all, Mr. Bernard Bronner.
He just
and
called
so.
On the cell, by the way. And I just texted him and said, I'm in an interview. I'll call you back.
Oh, exactly. We're shouting out. We love Bernard. He's just an incredible guy. And Miss Millie, I have to say, the fans, everybody, you're doing just a wonderful job. We love the entire Upscale folks, the entire crew, and Upscale Magazine, everything, the whole thing, Bronner Brothers, everything. We're it. What do they say? We're here for this. Or what? They have a new saying or a new thing out there. We're here for it, and we are. So I
okay, how about this? We are all in, Carrie. You and I.
Oh, I love that, too.
We are all
in.
How about that?
Yes, I think I can use that one pretty well. We're all in.
We are all in. Okay, we are needy. Okay, we are.
Yes, we are. Well, my very, very special guest, as you guys have been hearing, the incredible Miss Millie, of course, the COO, Chief Operating Officer, of the Upscale Media Group folks. They used to be just Upscale. They've added the media group part, so it's Upscale Media Group.
We added the media group because, to me, it did not include the digital side, the social media, and it definitely didn't include
the
Upscale Magazine radio. And We needed to encompass that to let people know, yes, we still print our magazine after 34 years. We're going on 34 years old. However, we have evolved, we have grown, and we have created and expanded in so many different directions.
You have done an incredible job. So you definitely. Okay, folks, I've just got to say to Miss Millie, we just appreciate you. We adore you. You know you're one of my favorite folks ever. I say this on and off the air, and she knows it. And I'm just happy. I just love working with you. It's been a wonderful joy and great pleasure.
Well, I tell you what, I can't wait for you and I to celebrate our birthdays. Somebody is taking us on a night yacht cruise. They don't want to hear my mouth. Somebody is taking me on
no camera phones, folks. Do not take no pictures, no videos. None of that. We're going to have a blast. So on that note.
And I pray that to see a lot of your hair radio people come down.
Yes.
Please introduce yourself, because more than likely Carrie and I will be at the Upscale booth. So introduce yourself to us, and we take pictures and all of that at the booth, not on the yacht, but at the booth.
Yes.
And we will enjoy all that. It is, if you've never been to a Bronner show, if you've never met your online personality, Carrie, here's an opportunity to combine all of the above.
I'm loving it. Bronner Brothers, the 78th show. Annual show, big show, down in Miami, Florida this year. Very important, August 27th, 28th, and 29th of 2022. Again, go to BronnerBrothers.com for complete details. Reach out to us. There's still time to advertise, buy tickets, whatever. Get in touch with us, okay? And UpscaleMagazine.com. You'll see all the information there as well. You'll be able to listen and connect to the radio. We're getting everything set up. If it's not there already, it will be. Of course, we have it set up as well at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. So, Miss Millie.
I am looking forward to Carrie. I am looking forward to our first interviews with the radio, Bill Pickett Radio, and Black Men Cook in Dallas. So I am excited about that also.
I'm loving it. Well, we're coming back to you, and you guys are going to – this is not your only time hearing from Miss Millie. We're going to have her on often to keep us abreast of what's happening behind the scenes. So you're our connect now. You are the Hair Radio Show fans, and once we grab you, we don't let you go. Okay,
well, all right.
So you're here now. You're part of our family. And now this is carried amongst at least three networks in addition to other platforms we have out there. So it's big news. So thanks again.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Carrie Hines. And Otto, good morning, everybody, again. I hope you enjoyed that incredible interview. Again, I'm with Otto on the line. It's Wednesday, May 4th. Tomorrow, don't forget to come back and tune in. We're here live from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. That's 5 to 8 Central. We have special guests lined up. Eugene Davis will be with us about 8 o'clock, legendary hairstylist, big-time man of the 90s and beyond. And we just love having him here. And then at 8:30, we're on all the way with West Africa with folks in Ghana. They'll be on here telling us all about hair care in Africa and launching the Hair Radio Africa, Hair Radio Ghana Africa movement. So real excited. Happy to have them on. So you don't want to miss the show again. That's tomorrow. Otto, did you have a good time on the show today?
Yes, I did, Kerry. Thank you. I did.
Awesome. Okay. All right. We had a great lineup. Again, we'll tell you all about Upscale, more things with Upscale tomorrow's show. You don't want to miss it. So, listen, let me get the outro on, and we're going to take it on down for today. Again, let me just thank Michael Hopkins and the Angels of Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show that comes on Tuesdays, and so many folks who made this happen. We appreciate it. We love Upscale. You don't want to miss all the things they got going on. If you're interested in going to their event, of course, Bronner Brothers is the event website, bronnerbrothers.com. The magazine is upscalemagazine.com. And the radio network for them is upscalemagazineradio.com. So just want to get that on out. Awesome stuff. Absolutely awesome. So I give Miss Millie two thumbs up. And
yes.
And I have to say, yeah, but what did you let me let you go ahead and get a word
yes.
in. What did you
do? No, put that on your calendar, August 27th, 28th through the 29th, 2022, Miami. Put that on your calendar. That's an event that you don't want to miss.
You don't want to miss it. Okay, here's the outro, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Make it a great Wednesday.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including